Hello, everybody. Hope Savara here with Chrome and Steel Radio and a daily dose of hope, healthy stuff, so you can keep on trucking. It's Friday. I know you're like, Hope, you're not on Fridays. And that is because we were back from GATS and I had some workshops to be at. And that just meant that I couldn't come to you guys live yesterday and I couldn't get my act together to record a show. So we're here Friday and I'm super excited because Travis Griffin is going to be on, hopefully here, coming up soon. And we are going to be having him on to talk about cooking on the truck. Travis and I invited Travis to our Fueling Your Rig, Fueling You presentation at GATS. And he was awesome. He cooked an amazing egg in a basket in an avocado. So it was like awesome. It was amazing. It was yummy. We'll have that recipe available for you, but I'm excited to have Travis on. And as soon as he pops over here to say hey, we will welcome him onto the show. But I want to know, have you or did you go to GATS? And if you did, what was your favorite takeaway? What did you like best about Dallas? Are there things that you think that you could improve on or they could have done better? This is my second year at GATS with Mother Trucker Yoga. And this year we did a little bit different. We stayed in the truck parking lot. And so we have an RV. We drove down there and my team and I stayed in the truck parking. And I got to tell you, it was amazing. Not just because we stayed in an RV in a truck parking lot in 100 degree weather, but because we got to hang out with all the amazing drivers that were at GATS, and I'm so thankful that we were able to do that and build some brand new relationships and be able to connect with some old relationships. So did you go to GATS? Did you enjoy it? Did you not enjoy it? Why didn't you enjoy it? Hey, Robert. Yes, Robert. I'm so glad that you're tuning in this morning. Robert is totally awesome. We love Robert, and I'm so sad about your dog still, Robert. Robert, that still makes me sad. And I can't wait to see if you actually get a new dog and you're going to bring one on the road. I was actually thinking what you should get. And so do you have an idea of what kind of dog you think you're going to get if you get a new one? I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, little dog, big dog. Don't get a lot of dogs. That's weird. But who went to GATS and who enjoyed GATS? I had a great time. I think my favorite thing I love about truck shows is being able to connect with all the drivers and not just like, hey, let me tell you about Mother Trucker Yoga, but it's hearing your story. That was one thing we talked about on the drive home from Dallas back to Wisconsin, was how every single driver that you talk to and shares their story, every single one, a Rottweiler, oh my God, awesome. Now we gotta think of like a cool name for it though, Robert. But every single driver that I talked to, that my team talked to, not just at GATS, but just in the last few years that I've had good, great conversations with, every single one of you has this amazing story. You might not think it is amazing, I think it's amazing, as to how you got into trucking or why you're a trucker or what you did before trucking. And I hope you realize how awesome that is. And I hope you're sharing that story. And that's one thing I want to try to figure out a way to do more of, is highlight some of your stories and highlight some of the things that you have went through and overcome. Because I think for a lot of America, we kind of whine a little bit too much. And truckers are like the most badass people that I know. I mean, you guys are just resilient and I love it, guys and gals. And I love it. I think more people need to hear your stories. Hey, Alan. Hey, Al. How's you guys doing? I don't know where you guys are at right now, but drop it in the comment section, either where you're going to or where you're coming from. Oh, hell, you got the whole troop here. I know. This is like sitting at GATS in the truck parking lot all over again. This is fantastic. But we talked a little bit about, you know, when we were at GATS, you know, what we liked and didn't like. And if you are around Sunday, we're going to be doing a live group show. Shannon from St. Christopher Fund is going to be tuning in. There she is right now, actually. I literally just said Shannon from St. Christopher Fund is going to be tuning in on our Sunday show at 7 Eastern time, where we are going to be talking about the St. Christopher Fund, about how much money was raised for them, which I think is absolutely amazing. And then your favorite things about GATS, your dislikes about GATS, what we can change, how we can do things better. So definitely tune in on Sunday. at 7 Eastern time. I have to think about that. You're at home, Alan. Awesome. I'm excited for that. That's always a nice thing. No jungle juice. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we had to leave that at Dallas. Well, probably not the jug, but the mixture. Going to OKC again. Awesome. Well, Robert, I also hope that everything is going okay with your truck right now, too. And at least you have wheels right now, right? That's a good thing. But I wanted to tune in today and talk a little bit about what I was talking about at GATS. So I know many of you that are on right now, you were able to come to my presentations, which I'm so happy about. But for some of you that maybe are going to watch the replay, you weren't able to get there. And one of the biggest takeaways when I talked to Too Hot, it's not too hot in Wisconsin. It's like, here, I'll turn the camera around. I'm at my yoga studio still right now. I haven't cleaned out everything yet. So it's only like not even 70 here yet. So yesterday it barely got into the 70s. So it's nice, but it's humid. So definitely not 100 like it was in Dallas. But we were talking on the health stage. I had the opportunity to speak 5 times on the health stage over the 3 days, which I was so grateful to Randall Riley to welcome me and allow me to do that. But one of the biggest takeaways talking with a lot of truckers afterwards was the idea of one small, simple change. And a lot of people, not just in fitness and trucking, but just fitness in general, ask and require their participants to completely transform their life overnight. And what I mean by that is going from never exercising to now needing to get to the gym 7 days a week or work out an hour a day or just flat out stop drinking soda or flat out stop eating whatever kind of food. It was 107. Oh, Lord. I'm sorry, Al. I'm not coming to visit you if it's 107 outside. But the whole idea of that asks the brain to completely, at a moment's notice, drop everything that you've ever done. And what ends up happening is psychologically, we kind of go into like preserve and protect mode. Like, I'm not changing. I'm not doing this. And we do it for a little while. And because we haven't changed the habit and we haven't figured out why we have the habit in the first place, it's like an all or nothing. And we go good for 2 weeks and then we just revert back and say, I can't do this. This is not for me. That's too hard. I don't have enough time, whatever it is. And I totally understand because I spent most of my life in an eating disorder. And even though I may have not grown my body to a size that we struggle with in America, obesity, I struggled with food for a really, 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 really long time. Food had its reign over me. I could not walk into a kitchen or walk in anywhere and not just consume as many calories as possible. So I totally get it. And it wasn't until I understood this idea of one small, simple change, and master that I begin to actually start to dig myself out of the hole of no return. And that's really what I was talking about at GATS over and over and over and over again, was just pick one thing to change. Just one thing. And make that change become automatic. Make that change become so much of your life that you aren't able to not do it. I always use the teeth brushing analogy. Like, I won't leave my house without brushing my teeth. I've actually gotten in my car, turned on my car, and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't brush my teeth, and then run back in. I gotta shape it. It's around. All right. This is quite the conversation going. But what is one small, simple change that you all can make? What is one small, simple change? Hey, Joseph, how are you? That you can make today. Maybe you made a commitment to me at GATS to make one small, simple change. I'm not saying never drink soda ever again in a day in your life, but how about drink one less soda and then eventually don't drink soda on 1 day a week. Switch it out for a kombucha, switch it out for water, switch it out for flavored water. I mean, it's one step in the right direction. Okay, he's dry roasted. Oh, Lord. In 107 degree temperature, you're beyond dry roasted. But what is your one small, simple change that you can make? What is the one thing that you can do that's tangible? It's much easier to put one brick in front of the other consistently and just keep with that process and build the road for where you want to go than to just try to move this great big boulder that's just way too big. And then you just totally tire yourself out and go, I can't do this, and walk away. I see this happen all the time, not just in trucking. Like, truckers are not exempt from this mentality. All of America struggles with this idea that, it's an all or nothing mentality. Either I'm gonna get healthy or I'm just gonna be way on the other end. Either I'm gonna exercise and work out, or I'm just gonna do flat out nothing. Or I'm gonna do nothing, or the only other way for me to do something is I have to do everything. And that's just not logical. She's trying to kill me. No soda for a day? Okay, Al, seriously, let's have a little conversation right now. You can have no soda for one whole day, okay? How about we just do like one less soda one day a week? And I'm gonna hold you to a challenge. I gotta think of a good prize for you. If you can go one whole day without soda, one whole day, Al, without soda. Now, you can't drink jungle juice in replacement of soda, okay? That's not fair. You can't do that. But I challenge Al to go one day without soda. Who else thinks Al should go one day without soda? Who else thinks that Al could go one day without soda? Now, if Jennifer was on, and I don't know if Shannon's still on, and you can totally do this. I believe that you can do this. And I will come up with some cool prize for you if you can go one day without soda. Let me know if you're up for the challenge. I think you can do it. I totally think that you can do it. And the fact that you're even posting that in the comment section right now tells me that you're actually considering doing it, that you are actually considering the idea of not drinking soda for a day. It had side in it. Try that, Migraine City. Okay, so here's the deal. If you're getting migraines after not drinking soda, is that what you're saying, Al? Like, you get some migraines when you don't drink it? There's a couple things you can do. One, you can supplement with magnesium. That will help a lot. A lot of times that's part of the reason. Dehydration is another big one. So, hey, how about you drink a bottle of water instead of a soda? Al, that's like an amazing plan. And I just made that plan for you in 5 seconds on a Facebook Live on Chrome and Steel Radio. So look at that. Shannon challenges you too. And no Coke Zero. Yes, that's right. You can't drink any soda. Any soda. You can't do it. Sure, I'll do it. Okay, Al, you have to tell me, doesn't have to be today right now, but you have to tell me when you're gonna do it. And I'm gonna bug the shit out of you all day long and make sure that you're not drinking soda. Yes, caffeine withdrawal. But here's the flip side. If you're having that bad of a caffeine withdrawal, don't you think maybe you're drinking just a little bit too much caffeine? And think about how that's going to be so good for your heart. It's going to be so good for your liver and kidneys. It's going to be so good for your digestive tract. Like, your body is going to be so much happier. Even just one day, even just one day. Usually those first couple days are really hard, so maybe after day one you're like, oh, I could just get through this day, and then we can kind of go from there. But now tomorrow, okay, everyone's seeing this right now. So whoever is on this show right now, we gotta hold Al accountable. So that means we gotta check in with him, and we have to ask him, and Al, I want you to post and tag Mother Trucker Yoga and Chrome and Steel Radio what you're drinking in replacement for your soda, because you got to do something. Who else is in? Who else is in tomorrow? Okay, what is tomorrow? Is that the first or is that the 30th? I'm not sure what it is, but let me look. Let me grab my calendar. All right, where's my calendar here? Okay, tomorrow is the 30th, I think. No, the 31st. Okay. August 31st, who else is not gonna drink any coffee? I'm down from 20 plus cups of coffee. Okay, so what were you drinking before? 20 plus cups of coffee? Oh my gosh. Although coffee is my weakness, like, there's my, I know I still, I like love this Christmas cup and I can't not use it. So I know it's August and I'm using a Christmas cup, but down from 20 cups of coffee. That's a huge win. How many cups of coffee are you drinking right now? So if I can help you drink a little bit less coffee and a little bit less soda, like that's the one brick mentality. I'm not telling anybody that they have to completely transform their life, that they need to work out every day, that they need to be the person at every truck stop, like spending 30 minutes. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But I want you guys to really think about changing one small, simple little thing. I have not had a soda since I got home. How long you've been home? 30 minutes? An hour? A couple of days? So, Alan, how long have you actually been home that you haven't had a soda? And the cool thing is, if you were at the Fueling Your Rig, Fueling You presentation at GATS, I gave out samples of kombucha, and kombucha is a great alternative to soda. About 3 days, woohoo! About three a day, you're down from 20 cups of coffee, Al, and you're down to three. That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm uber impressed. I'm uber impressed, seriously. Like, you should feel so good about that. That's a huge change. And anytime you go from like major caffeine down, you're gonna go through that like headache withdrawal, and that does get better. So I'm looking at a good magnesium supplement. Like, you can buy liquid magnesium and just like add it to water, add it to your beverage. You can't even taste it. That will definitely make a big difference and help with some of that withdrawal. And also just drinking water is gonna make a big difference too. I've been drinking coffee since I was 9. Who out there remembers their grandma like making coffee for them? Like, I remember going to my grandma's house and like drinking some of her coffee, and then going to school when I was little and having like the parent things, and like you could get like a styrofoam cup of coffee and it was like mainly milk and sugar. But like you'd be like sipping on your coffee at like 9, 10 years old, and like, I'm so cool. I know my kids are like, I want to drink coffee. I'm like, no, you do not want to drink coffee. Plus three to four sodas. So is that what you're down to, Al, is drinking only three to four sodas? Or is that what you were drinking before? Because if that's what you're drinking now, that's pretty darn good. I mean, I know people that drink a 12-pack a day of Mountain Dew. And that's literally, they drink that like it's water. So you got to make these changes, you guys. You got to make these changes. And it just starts with one small thing. And it starts with a collaboration and a support, whether you banter at each other or not, it doesn't matter. But these things, these small changes, are what's going to change your health and longevity. Because the reality is, in trucking right now, and you all know this, you can be the smartest trucker on the face of the planet, but if your health is a liability, your company eventually may be forced to let you go. You can be the best mentor, the most responsible trucker ever, but if your health is a liability and not an asset, they could eventually be forced to let you go. And we don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen, because that's something that we can fix. That's something that we can change. That's something that we can work on. And we have the time now to do it. So let's do it. So we got one person right now that's gonna not drink any soda tomorrow. So if you're a soda drinker or you're a coffee drinker, I'm challenging you to not drink any soda or coffee just tomorrow. Just one day. Just one day. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I drink a lot of soda, well, I want you to think about drinking one less, just one less. I want you to have that win under your belt. I want you to have that feeling of success under your belt, that you can do this, that you can make these changes. Sometimes I think that we forget, I know that I do, that what I put into my body is, as silly and cliche as this sounds, what we put into our body affects the output that we put into life, whether it's mental clarity, whether it's sleep, whether it's focus, whether it's having digestive issues, whatever it is, what we're putting in is the results. The results are what we get out, what we put out. So if we're struggling in those types of ways, we need to look at the fuel. I know every single one of you right now listening would never put a shitty coolant, gasoline versus diesel in your truck. Like, you would never make that mistake. You would never make that mistake. But why is it, and I'm not talking about trucking right now, I'm just talking about America, and myself included, because I ask myself these questions all the time. Like, why is it that we're willing to do that with our own body? Like, you're worth so much more than that. Like, I believe you are worth so much more than that. And one of the things I love about when I get to go to GATS and I get to go to MATS and I get to go to these trucking outfits is I get to hang out with y'all. And one, you're some of the smartest people I've ever met in my entire life. Two, you're the most kind people I have ever met in my whole life. Like, I don't know enough people in today's world that will truly, truly give the shirt off their back to another person and not expect anything in return. I don't know enough people like that nowadays. But when I step into the trucking community, they're everywhere. You need to give yourself that same respect, that same love, that same compassion. Because if you don't take care of you, there is no you. And I know a lot of you have kids and grandkids. If you don't take care of you, there is no you. So when I stepped into recovery almost 15 years ago, I asked myself this very question. I said, I don't want to get married and have children and have so many of these issues that I have, because then they're just going to somehow repeat the same cycle I was. So, you know, my dad is an addict and alcoholic. You know, generationally, it was like in our blood. And I wanted to try to stop the cycle. And I want you guys to stop that cycle. I want you guys and gals to be role models for your family and for your fellow truckers. I know that sounds cliche. I know that sounds corny. I know that sounds like lovey-dovey. But the truth is, you're not here if you don't have your health. No, grandma started me at 4. At 9, I was making my own. Now, did you get a coffee maker for Christmas, Al, at 9 years old? That's what my son Harper would probably ask for, is a coffee maker. Yes, that's what I'm drinking now, along with 2 bottles of water and maybe 6 bottles of favorite tea. That's a huge change. That's a huge win, okay? The fact that you're able to get some water in during the day, okay, and just drinking at least tea is going to be way better than drinking soda. Again, it's those small little wins, those small transitions over time. What you could eventually start doing, Al, is once you drink some of that flavored tea, dump some water in it to dilute it a little bit so you can get even more water in to your day. So there's a way that you can kind of sneak that stuff in that's going to make a big difference. Hey, Rebecca. Rebecca and I just talked on the phone last night about trucker health, and it was a great conversation. I did do that. Awesome. Awesome. Robert says, and with me and how I get a free tent when we give you one of our shirts. I like the idea. But what is your goal? What is your fitness goal? What is your health goal? I'm talking microscopic. I'm talking really small. Al's not going to drink soda tomorrow. That's his promise to me. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. Guess who's the first person I'm going to message? It's going to be you. And I am going to make sure that you have some accountability to that, because you get one day under your belt, that makes a huge difference. Water is yucky. Alan, we should have had this conversation back in Dallas, you and me together, one-on-one. Water is yucky. Water doesn't always taste that great. Flavored water? How about adding water to a beverage so that you dilute it a little bit more and up your water intake? One of the things that I like to do, because I go through phases where I just think water is awful. I like really love water, and then I really don't like water. And so in the morning, before I can even like mentally wrap my head around what I'm doing, I grab a bottle of water and I just chug it down. So then at least I get my 8 ounces of water in, because if I'm really busy in the morning, if I either have to teach or I have a lot of calls or I have a lot of stuff going on, all of a sudden it's noon and I'm like, oh my gosh, I not have drank anything, and I can like feel myself dehydrated. So I try to make sure in the morning that if anything, I got 8 ounces of water in. And that's really great for the body because it helps clean out your digestive system from the night before. It kind of moves everything through. So if you can get that water right away in the morning, that's just going to make such a big difference for your body overall, which is going to be really great. No eating out all next week. Woo! Rebecca's got a big goal. Rebecca's got a one small change big goal. I love it. So what are you doing to prepare for that, Rebecca? Are you prepackaging meals? Are you planning on stopping at Walmart? Like, what are you doing to avoid eating out? Like, how are you preparing for that? What are you gonna do in replacement to that? You know what my goal is, Robert. I know what your goal is. And Robert, I'm talking with Shannon later, and we are going to create a thing, and maybe we'll open it up to more people. We'll have to see what we do here. But Robert has a really big goal, and we're gonna break it down into some small goals for him. Lose 100 by May 2020. That's totally doable. That's totally cool. And Rebecca, you are such an inspiration for so many other truckers. Rebecca has a Facebook group. Rebecca, write the name of the Facebook group in the comments. You'll have to excuse me. I can't think of the exact name of your private group. But she's just all about inspiring lady truckers. So if some of my lady truckers are on here, definitely join her group. She does some pretty amazing things. Meal prepping. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Meal prepping. For those of you that travel with a fridge or a cooler, what if you just even bring enough food to last you 2 days? So then that's two less days that you're eating out at the truck stop or at Wendy's or at Dunkin' Donuts or whatever it is. It's two less days. Because I think for a lot of us, and I'm talking mainly from my own experience, I had such the all or nothing mentality that when I was trying to get into recovery and then was just struggling and in denial. It was like such an all or nothing. Either I'm successful or I'm not. Either I'm have a good relationship with food or I don't. And I wasn't allowing myself to step into the gray area. So what if instead of not eating out every single day, you just eat out one day? So what works for you, that small, simple goal? I used to think that too. I know what you mean, but once you broke the soda addiction and drinking it all day long, it's right. You just have to start with that one day and have the support, have the accountability. I know for those of you that are on right now, you're a tight-knit group of friends. And even though you banter at each other and you poke at each other, I know you want the best for each other. I know that. I've seen that with my own eyes. I've watched you. You have a brotherhood and a sisterhood supporting each other. So what if we just add one element to that and support each other on small, simple change goals? I know it's silly. You can make fun of each other while you do it at the same time. Like, that's okay. But support each other in making these healthy changes, because I want you all to be around for years and years and years and years. And I'm not just saying that. I truly do. I truly do. I want you to be an asset if you're an owner-operator to yourself. I want you to be an asset to the company that you drive for. I don't want you to be a liability, not because you're a bad driver, but because your health is risking the possibility of you losing your job. And I'm not just saying this, and if you're thinking to yourself, oh, that'll never happen, guess what? Guess what? It already is. It already is. So please hear me out. I am here to help you. I want to support you. I want to help see this through, whether it's losing weight, whether it's eating better, whether it's adding more movement in, whatever it is, I want to see this through with you and get your friends on board. Get your fellow drivers on board. We have to start wiping away the idea that this is like too macho to take care of, that this is not cool to focus on, because you don't have a job if you don't have your health to drive your truck. That's the truth. That's the truth. And even in the rest of society and all of America, if you don't take care of yourself, there is no you. There is no you. And you are worth that. Something that I used to tell myself for a really long time, and I still do, is if I wake up every single morning and I have breath in this body, there's still purpose for me. So until God or whoever you believe in takes that last breath away, there's still purpose for me. That helped me a lot when I was at my rock bottom. Every single rock bottom. I probably had 1,000 rock bottoms. But if there's still breath in your body, please hear me. You still have purpose. And maybe there's a part of your brain right now that's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Maybe there's a reason why you think that's the stupidest thing you ever heard. Do you actually think there's purpose for you? Because I do. I really do. I've met every single one of you that's on this live right now, and you all are amazing. And I'm not just saying that. I truly mean that. Like, I've gotten to know every single one of you, and I'm just so honored that I actually know you and am creating relationships with you, because I'm better for that. My truck is stocked up. I love it. I love it, Rebecca. I love that your truck is all stocked up. Robert's goal is to keep me happy, and he's failing. Well, my thoughts could go many ways on that, Al. I'm not sure exactly how he is supposed to keep you happy, but some of it may not be appropriate for Facebook Live on Facebook, and other things could be very interesting. So, Robert, why are you failing at that right now? Why are you not keeping Al happy? Rebecca said, getting healthy and fit together and supporting lady drivers. And Rebecca, you're doing that. You're doing that. And one of the things I try to remember too is that I have my big BHAG, my big hairy audacious goal, BHAG. But then I have like all my little subset goals. And so know that you have this big goal, whatever it is. But in order to get there, you have to have like a huge staircase. And that's the one change at a time. Like, know where you want to be, but then ask yourself, what's the best thing I can do today? One of the things that I talked about at GATS in the Fueling Your Rig, Fueling You was good, better, best. What's a good choice? What's a better choice? What's the best choice? You don't have to make the best choice every single time. You can just make a good choice. Like going in to the truck stop and instead of buying all the junk food, maybe you at least grab a banana or a cup of pineapple or some carrot sticks and hummus and one other thing that maybe is not the healthiest. This is good. This is also better than this other stuff. The best would be not buying that stuff at all. But I'm not saying that you have to do that, okay? One small, simple change at a time. Oh, awesome. Thanks, Rebecca, for posting the name of the group. He's holding out on the Dunkin' Donuts. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Although it's not helping that, and that's one of the conversations I'm trying to have with TA. It's not helping that they're putting all these fast food restaurants into truck stops. I feel like it's just like not a good idea. And I don't know how well we can stop that, but if we can at least get more healthy options in the truck stops, that would make it a little bit easier to be able to make some of those healthy choices. But most importantly too, if you have a cooler and a fridge on your truck, what are you putting in it? What are you bringing with? Those are the things that you can control. Even if it only lasts you a few days. I talked to a trucker and I can't remember who it was, but he said, well, it only can last me a few days. Oh, Mandy Jo and Bill. And the food only lasts a couple of days. And then we can't get to Walmart or we can't get somewhere. But at least you were eating healthy for a few days. And that is good. That makes a difference. Fast food sucks. Yes, it does. Oh my gosh, yes, it does. In the immediate moment that you're eating, you know, it's like, oh, this is so good, which by the way, once you start eating better food, you are going to notice your taste bud change. If those of you that are smoking, when you stop smoking, you'll also notice a huge change in how much more flavor food has. That's one of the biggest changes that you're probably going to notice. You know what I want to see in the truck stops. I know what you want to see in the truck stops. Freshly.com. Yes. So Al and I had a conversation Saturday, I think it was, just last week, and we were talking about Freshly.com. So Freshly.com has portion-controlled sizes, and their prices are actually pretty comparable because I have a family member that is dealing with some weight, and she actually does Freshly.com, and she loves it because the meals are pretty good, and it's all portion-controlled. It's all ready to go for you. So just know that there's some options out there. So what I'm trying to do is I'm making a list of all of the things that are available that you might not have known about, and I will post them on Mother Trucker Yoga's blog and let you all know that those options are out there for you, that you can take advantage of them. I'm assuming that Travis, he had messaged me earlier and said that he was in a bad area for reception. So if he can't come on today, I'll have him on another show. No worries on that. If you have something that you want to share with the fellow truckers, just request to come on live and I'll bring you on live and you can share whatever you want to share within reason. Because there's no censoring on this Facebook Live. I can't bleep things out. So just be mindful of that. But if you have something you want to share with fellow truckers, you want to have something that you want to let people know, please, please just ask to join and I will have you on. Better yet, it's healthy. You got it, Al. Al, one of the cool things about Al, and I know a lot of you on live know him, is I hope you realize how many changes that you have made so far to your life. So many things. Al turned me on to Instacart. Joseph, why are you laughing? Al turned me on to Instacart like I must be in the Stone Age. Like I've never done Instacart before and I was like blown away, okay? Because we're at Gats and I'm like, I need a couple more ingredients for the cooking show. And Al's like, oh, you have to get Instacart. So I get Instacart on my phone and literally Kroger's Food delivers groceries to the front doors of the K Convention Center at Gats. And I had everything that I need. Like, it's that easy. And they can deliver anywhere that you are. So get that app, download that app. It's called Instacart. I'm sure there's other ones too. You can literally pick grocery stores that are close to you. You just have to type in the zip code. So as long as you have the zip code where you are, and they can literally bring things to you, which is pretty darn awesome. It's pretty darn awesome. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about today is when you're driving, beer delivery. Actually, they do. They do alcohol delivery. Now, I'm not going to endorse delivering alcohol to the truck stop. I don't want to be responsible for that. But I know they do alcohol and beer delivery. And I'm sure Al will answer all your questions privately on that. But I would imagine if the grocery store has that, that they would do that. Ships it to the other one. Noted. But so that's a really great option that you can have. And if you haven't done that, the great idea about Instacart is if you're going home, you can also have your groceries shipped to your house so that you're there and maybe a half an hour later, literally your groceries are showing up at your doorstep. So you don't even have to go grocery shopping anymore. So I think that that would be a great idea. Hey, Joseph, we're not judging. Like if you want beer delivered to your truck, man, like more power to you. More power to you. But in the small town in Wisconsin that I'm in, there literally is a liquor store on pretty much every corner, a pub and a bar on every corner. And so we have all of our bases covered in our town. I don't have to worry about that if that's what I'm thinking or my husband is thinking. But yeah, when people come to the town that I live in, they're like, holy hell, like, you guys must like to drink. Well, I live in Wisconsin. It's dark by 4 p.m. in November, and it stays dark until like May practically. So there's not much to do in Wisconsin. Now, I'm not endorsing that, but that definitely is a factor where I live. But, you know, you gotta have fun somewhere, I guess, right? But what else is your big goal? So we got one person that's willing to not drink soda all day. Rebecca is not gonna eat out all week long this coming week. Like, what are your goals? Small goal, teeny tiny goal, just something really little. Something really little that you can improve on, that you can have a win. And if you drop it in the comment section, even if you don't do it now, I will take note of everybody and I will help hold you accountable to those goals next week, okay? And if you don't make that small change, I want you to ask yourself why. Drink and cheese, not much else. That's pretty much it. I don't know how much you know about Wisconsin. I live about 30 minutes north of Milwaukee, and we have some of the highest suicide rates in the U.S. We have 5, I think, out of the top 10 or 20 colleges that have the biggest drinking problems. And yeah, not that great, not something to be pretty happy about, pretty excited about, but I'm sure that the weather plays a lot into that as well. And what else is there to do in the Midwest and where we are? Although right now is my favorite time of year. Once we get into fall, it's absolutely beautiful. Work out more. Awesome. I love it, Rebecca. And it's not just about working out more. It's about moving more, period. Moving more. Because here's what happens in your mind. When we say exercise, we compartmentalize that out of our life. Like, here's my everyday life, and then here's this thing that I have to, like, also do. So I want to challenge you all that it's about how can I just be moving more. So that's partly what Mother Trucker Yoga's whole premise is. And the whole reason why I created Mother Trucker Yoga in this way, I've been in the fitness and wellness industry for almost 20 years, y'all. Like, I have studied with the best of the best when it comes to fitness. I have studied in the Gray's Institute. I have studied, her name is Katie Bowman. I have taken every yoga training, fitness training, kickboxing, you know, what you name it, everything is that's out there. I have taken over the last 20 years. And one of the things that I have found is it's an all or nothing. Exercise is an additive, or it's separate from people's lives. And as I got older and I owned a business and then I owned a second business and my husband is busy and then I had three kids and everything else that happened, I realized that removing myself from life was not always possible. But when I started just trying to add more movement into my day, when I was just trying to do things like pelvic tilt in the driver's seat where I'm driving, just trying to be more mindful of what I'm doing. If I'm talking on the phone, not just like sitting on my couch and like slumping around, but trying to add things in mindfully into what I'm already doing. That's the whole point, because as a culture, we just don't move enough. It's not that we're not exercising enough. It's that we're not moving enough. And so that's part of my whole premise with Mother Trucker Yoga, is to try to teach y'all how to move more within your day so that you're not struggling with trucker leg, your back's not locking up on you all the time, you feel like you have better core strength, you're not so tired and fatigued, all of that jazz. Like, that's the whole point. And then if you do work out, it's a bonus. It's a bonus. I used to work out 2-3 hours a day. Now I'm lucky if I get on my yoga mat once a week. But I'm probably in some of the best health that I've ever been in. So it's a mentality shift. This is like the old paradigm thinking. I'm trying to teach you guys a new paradigm of thinking. And this just comes from many, many years of working in that industry. And now I'm trying to bring it to y'all in a bite-sized snack version so that you can apply this kind of stuff to your life. And it starts with one small, simple change. Just real small, real small. And you keep building up on those over time. That's really sad. Yep, so see if Batgirl dancing in the parking lot, don't video me. You know, Rebecca, though, more power to you that you're getting out and moving around and making change, because that's going to add up to you getting to your goals. Dancing in my chair when I'm driving. I love it. One week I'm coming out of the truck and will be in an office all day. Do you really want to be in an office all day, Joseph? For real. I don't know if you really do, though. It's not that exciting. At least your cubicle is on wheels and you get to see the countryside. A lot of people are in an office all day and see nothing but a brick wall. So you do have some positives and some bonuses to your job and your profession. We just want to keep you healthier, more fit, and more active while doing it. All right, so here's the deal. I'm pretty sure Travis was not able to get reception, which is unfortunate. But if you haven't yet gone to our blog yet over at Mother Trucker Yoga, I posted the spring roll recipe and the Asian slaw salad. Like, if you had the Asian slaw salad, like, was that not like the best ever? So good, so easy, like 5 ingredients, so yummy. And then we will post next Tuesday for Trucker's Tasty Tuesday, we will post Robert's Mongolian steak recipe, and we will post Travis's egg in a basket, which was like in an avocado, which was brilliant. We'll post that recipe. We also, Road Pro graciously gifted me some of their cookware. And so we'll be trying out some recipes. I'll try to do some live for you all that have griddles and have the lunchbox, which I'm like obsessed with the lunchbox from Road Pro. Have some of these things on your truck so we can get you even more recipes. If you have your favorite recipes, send them to me. You can drop them in the comment section here. You can private message them to me. Just Hope Savara. You can find me on Facebook if you're not friends with me at all yet. Friend me. Send me a private message, because sometimes when people's profiles look creepy, I don't friend them. But I know you all. So just say, hey, I saw you on Chrome and Steel Radio or whatever, and then I'll make sure I friend you. You can also send in Mother Trucker Yoga and we'll feature your recipes. One of the things that we are working on is we're working on a workout book for you all, movements that you can do while on the rig, and also I'm working on a cookbook for y'all. And I want to feature your recipes. So send them over to me. Let me know what they are and why they're your favorite, and we'll definitely get that in and get that cooking for you, pun intended. Office work is boring. Yeah, it kind of is boring, but like at least with my office work, I get to do stuff like this, which is really fun. And I travel a lot, which makes things a lot more exciting. Before I became a yoga teacher, I was going to college, thought I was going to be a theology and public speaker, and realized school wasn't for me. I just signed up for college because that was really the only option my school counselor gave me. And was failing statistics because I couldn't understand the guy's like language. He was speaking a whole other language I couldn't understand, not just math, but like actual language. And I was like, this is so not for me, I'm out. And I found yoga, and that pushed me into recovery. But I also, you might not know this about me, I traveled a lot. I've been to Thailand twice. I lived in Nigeria for a while. I love to travel. That's like one of my favorite things to do. And so the fact that I get to be able to travel now and do what I love and help you all is like a bonus for me. So that's always really great. All right, I love my stuffed lasagna, bell peppers. I saw that post, Rebecca. You need to send me that recipe. One, because like I just want to try it, but two, I'd love to have that recipe to share with everybody else. Hey, Gwen, thanks so much for tuning in. All right, here's the real deal. I want to thank so much Jack's Chrome Shop for sponsoring Chrome and Steel Radio. If you have not been to the Davy Crockett TA in Greenville, Tennessee, they are one of our network sponsors as well. So stop by, say hi. They have some pretty cool stuff there. I think they have an IHOP. I think they have a Dunkin' Donuts, so you at least can get your good coffee if you want. But they have some pretty good amenities, and I've been in conversation with them about they're pretty much willing to try anything in their truck stop, which if we can get more truck stops to be willing to do that, what would you like to see in a truck stop? I want to know. Spaghetti squash. I love spaghetti squash. If you haven't had spaghetti squash yet, you need to try it. I'll make sure we drop some recipes for how to make spaghetti squash. Great alternative to eating spaghetti noodles if you're looking for an alternative. That would be a good decision. All right, so here's the deal. Share out this broadcast. Let other truck drivers know that they can make one small, simple change today. If you didn't tell me what your one small, simple change is, I might come after you in private message. And I may have to private message you and hit you up and ask you what your one small change is. Like, that's how committed I am to you. So don't be surprised. Joseph, what is your small, simple change? Robert, I know your BHAG, I know your goal, but what's your one small change that you're gonna make tomorrow, this week, whatever it is? Like, what's your small, simple change? Drop it in the comment section. Let me know. Even Shannon, I know we've talked. What's your one small, simple change that you're gonna make? Let me know about it so I can help hold you accountable, and let's all move forward together one step at a time so that you become more of an asset to the company that you drive for, or to yourself if you're an owner operator, rather than a liability, because that's the reality right now. And I want you to be able to make those changes. All right, a huge thanks to Bill Weaver for everything he did at GATS. Taylor Barker, congratulations on winning the Trucker Talent Search. And so everybody else that came to GATS that helped, Shannon at St. Christopher Fund, everybody that participated, I hope to see you guys again really soon. Tune in next Thursday. I know I came Friday today, but tune in next Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 8 a.m. Eastern Time. My brain can't think of what that is Pacific Time right now. What would that be? That would be something else. But it would be a time. Come join us in next week. We'll be talking about a bunch of other stuff. My simple change is less bread and more stretching. I love it. That is a great goal. I'm going to help you hold you to that, Gwen. And let me know if you also reached your goal. Send me a message. Come back to this feed and post something and let me know that you reached your goal. And even if you didn't, if you got halfway through the day, or you did it a little bit better than you did before, that's a win. That's a win, okay? Joseph, you are so welcome. That's why I'm here for you guys, to motivate you, to guide you, to help you in any way, shape, or form that I can. If there's something that you want from me that I haven't offered yet, I will do everything in my power to get it for you because I want to help you all feel better wherever. Check out mothertruckeryoga.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook. You can friend me on Facebook. I post all sorts of stuff on my own page. And let me know how I can help you. Most importantly, how you can help me is share out this broadcast so other truckers can also know how they can stay healthy and fit on the road, and how one small change makes a really big difference. All right. Bye, guys. Have a great morning, and we'll see you guys again really soon. Make sure you tune in this Sunday night for our team show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 6 p.m. Central Time. And we will have Shannon on from St. Christopher Fun. We'll be talking about everything about GATS. We'll be talking about all stuff trucker, and you don't want to miss it. All right, guys, we'll talk to you really soon. Share.